我打赌你这辈子见过的所有元素周期表都是从氢开始的。一号元素。
I bet that all the periodic tables you've seen in your lifetime started with hydrogen, which is the first element.
所有元素中最简单的一个。
The simplest of all elements.
但在一本20世纪初出版的老书里。
However, in an old book published in the early 20th century,
元素周期表却在氢的前面多出了一个神秘的格子。
The periodic table has an extra mysterious cell in front of hydrogen.
那是一个此前从未见过的元素，符号是一个小写的字母 N，编号为零，零号元素。
It was a previously unseen element symbol, a lowercase letter, and designated as the zeroth element.
这个神秘的零号元素就是所谓的中子数。
The mysterious zero element is the so-called neutron number.
它是一种假想中完全由中子构成的物质。
It is a hypothetical substance made entirely of neutrons.
根据现在的物理模型
，According to the current physical model,
它可能是宇宙中最坚硬
，It could be the hardest thing in the universe.
同时也是最危险的物质之一。
It is also one of the most dangerous substances.
但如果中子数这么厉害
，But if the number of neutrons is so high,
为什么我们在日常生活里从来没听说过
？Why have we never heard of it in our daily lives?
为什么它不再出现在元素周期表上
？Why is it no longer listed on the periodic table?
难道是有什么神秘力量在暗中阻挠？
Is there some mysterious force secretly hindering?
想把零号元素的种种妙处藏起来
To hide the various merits of element zero.
不让大家知道
Don't let everyone know.
当然不是，真实的原因
Of course, it's not the real reason.
要简单的多，要弄清楚为什么中子数今天不在元素周期表里。
I want to understand why the neutron number is not in the periodic table today.
我们只需要回答一个非常简单的问题。
We just need to answer a very simple question.
中子数到底算不算是一种真正的元素
？Is the number of neutrons a true element?
我们一步一步来看。
Let's look at it step by step.
看。所有化学元素都由原子构成。
All chemical elements are composed of atoms.
原子又由带质子和中子的原子核以及外层的电子组成。
An atom is composed of a nucleus containing protons and neutrons, as well as outer electrons.
这三种粒子中的每一种都在构成我们所熟悉的物质中扮演着关键的角色。
Each of these particles plays a key role in the formation of the matter we are familiar with.
先从质子说起。
Let's start with protons.
原子核里质子的数量决定了这个原子属于哪种元素。
The number of protons in the nucleus determines which element an atom belongs to.
最简单的氢原子核里只有一个质子。
The simplest hydrogen nucleus has only one proton.
沿着周期表往下走。
Following the periodic table downwards.
质子数一路增加。
The number of protons has been increasing steadily.
直到目前已知拥有最多质子的118号元素。
Up to the currently known element with the most protons is the 118th element.
数田，顺便说一句。
By the way, I'd like to add that.
理论上，我们完全可以直接用元素的质子数来称呼它。
In theory, we can completely use the number of protons in an element to call it.
而不叫它们的名字。
Without calling their names.
不过那样一来。
However, in that case.
化学式就要乱套了。
The chemical formulas are getting out of control.
你能想象把水叫成氧化二一？
Can you imagine calling water oxidized to one?
把盐叫成一，一化二一一吗？
Is salt called water too?
还是叫水和盐比较合适？
Is it better to call it water and salt or water and salt?
不过光靠一堆质子自己是没法结合成原子核的。
However, simply having a bunch of protons is not enough to form an atomic nucleus.
原因很简单。
The reason is simple.
所有质子都带正电。
All protons are positively charged.
而同种电荷之间会相互排斥。
And like charges repel each other.
就像你试图把两块磁铁的同性磁极对到一起时。
Just like trying to bring the like poles of two magnets together.
越靠近。
The closer.
排斥力就越大。
The more repulsive it is, the greater its resistance.
到某个距离。
At a certain distance.
你就再也推不动了。
You can't push anymore.
质子之间的情况也一样。
The situation is the same for protons.
彼此的排斥使得他们没办法自发地靠拢。
Their mutual rejection prevents them from spontaneously approaching each other.
结合成原子。
Combine into atoms.
和幸运的是。
Fortunately, the nuclear power plant is safe.
还有中子。
There are also neutrons.
这是一种质量和质子差不多的。
This is about the same as quality and quantity.
但不带电的粒子。
Examples without electricity.
中子通过所谓的强合力。
Neutrons through a force known as the strong force.
把质子拉在一起。
Pull the protons together.
把它们牢牢束缚在原子核内部。
Keep them firmly bound within the atomic nucleus.
这有点像用蛮力强行把两块相互排斥的磁铁按到一块。
This is a bit like forcibly attaching two magnets that repel each other.
换句话说。
In other words.
如果没有中子。
Without neutrons.
任何含有两个或两个以上质子的原子都不可能形成。
Any atom with two or more protons cannot be formed.
那样的话
That's it.
宇宙中就只会存在氢一种原子核
There is only one type of atom in the universe, which is hydrogen.
核里只有一个孤零零质子的元素
The nucleus only contains one isolated proton.
那电子在这一切里又扮演什么角色呢？
What role does the electronic play in all of this?
毕竟它们离原子核挺远的。
After all, they are quite far from the atomic nucleus.
实际上电子的作用非常关键。
In fact, the function of electronics is very important.
电子是绕原子核运动的带负电粒子。
Electrons are negatively charged particles that orbit the atomic nucleus.
它们的质量大约只有质子或中子的两千分之一。
Their quality is about one tenth of that of protons or neutrons.
不过要澄清一点。
However, let me clarify one point.
电子并不是像行星绕太阳那样，一颗小球规规矩矩地绕核转。
Electronics is not like a small, neat ball orbiting the river.
它更像是一团弥散的粒子云。
It's more like a dispersed cloud of particles.
没有明确的位置。
No specific location.
这是量子力学的问题。
This is a question about quantum mechanics.
这里就不展开了。
I won't elaborate further.
我们现在只需要知道物质。
We now only need to know the material.
几乎所有的宏观性质都是由电子决定的。
Almost all macroscopic properties are determined by electrons.
所谓的化学反应
The so-called chemical reaction
本质上就是原子和分子在交换电子时发生的重新排列组合。
It is essentially a rearrangement and recombination of atoms and molecules when they exchange electrons.
每种物质的颜色取决于它的电子如何与光相互作用。
What determines the color of a substance based on how its electrons interact with light?
一种材料的硬度
The hardness of a material
取决于原子之间电子键的强度
depends on the strength of the electron bond between atoms.
我们之所以不会一头穿墙而过
That's why we didn't go through the wall head first.
也全靠皮肤上的电子和墙壁上的电子之间的相互排斥。
It is also entirely due to the repulsion between the electrons on the skin and the electrons on the wall.
好。
Okay.
铺垫完了。
The groundwork is complete.
现在我们可以来解开中子数之谜了。
Now we can solve the mystery of the number of neutrons.
一个真正的零号元素按定义应该拥有零个质子。
A true zero element should have zero protons, by definition.
它的原子应该是这样的。
Its atom should be like this.
原子核里全是中子。
The nucleus is full of neutrons.
外面还围绕着电子。
Outside, there are still electronic devices.
这也是中子数名字的由来。
This is also the origin of the name neutron number.
但这种原子能存在吗
？But does this atomic energy exist?
乍一看似乎可以。
At first glance, it seems feasible.
毕竟中子不像质子那样带同种电荷彼此排斥。
After all, neutrons are unlike protons that have the same type of charge and repel each other.
所以直觉上你想在一个原子核里塞多少中子都行。
So intuitively, you can put as many neutrons as you want in an atomic nucleus.
然而这种直觉是错的。
However, this intuition is wrong.
因为粒子和人一样
Because examples are like people.
想要建立牢固的关系
To establish a strong relationship.
其实并不容易
In fact, it's not easy.
虽然中子不带电
Although neutrons are neutral.
但他们受到一个叫做泡利不相容原理的量子效应的影响
However, they are affected by a quantum phenomenon called the principle of incompatibility.
这里同样不展开。
This is also not elaborated.
总之
In conclusion,
由于这个原理
Due to this principle,
中子之间的相互吸引非常弱。弱
The mutual attraction between neutrons is very weak.
知道他们自己没办法勾挂在一起。
They can't hang themselves.
形成一个稳定的原子。
Form a stable atom.
和
For,
实际上在近年为数不多几次成功制造出双中子的实验中
In fact, in the few successful experiments in recent years that have produced two neutrons
这对中子在极其短暂的时间里就分开了
The neutrons quickly separated from each other
然后各奔东西到这里
Then they went their separate ways and ended up here
观察力比较敏锐的人可能已经在想
People with keen observation skills may have already thought
好吧
Okay
多个中子组成的原子核确实不可能存在
Multiple neutrons in an atomic nucleus are indeed impossible
但你不是说过氢的原子核就只是孤零零一个质子吗
But didn't you say that the nucleus of hydrogen is just a single proton?
那有没有可能存在一种类似氢的中子数
Is there a possibility that there exists a number similar to the number of protons, which is the number of neutrons?
它的原子核里就一个中子
It has only one neutron in its nucleus.
而不是一个质子
Instead of a proton.
相当于中子版的氢，答案还是不行。
It's not equivalent to the hydrogen version.
因为电子之所以能被束缚在原子里
，Because electrons are confined within atoms.
是因为他们的负电荷
，Because of their negative charge.
被原子核里
，In the nucleus of an atom.
质子的正电荷所吸引。
The positive charge of the proton attracts.
如果我们把一堆原子里的质子都拿走，
If we were to remove all the protons from a pile of atoms,
只在核里留下一个中子，
Leave only one neutron in the nucleus.
电子就会一哄而散，
The electronics will all scatter.
因为再也没有什么东西能吸引它们了，
Because there is nothing else to attract them.
剩下的就只是一堆散乱的自由中子。
The only thing left was a pile of scattered free neutrons.
由于没有电子云，这些自由中子没办法彼此形成化学键。
Because there are no electrons to form chemical bonds, these free neutrons cannot interact with each other.
也没办法和其他元素的原子结合。
It cannot combine with other elements.
做不了任何一种化学元素该做的事。
Can't do anything that any chemical element can do.
所以没有人把自由中子以及所谓的中子数当作一种真正的零号元素。
Therefore, no one considers free neutrons and the so-called neutron number to be a true zero element.
这也就是为什么中子数在现代的元素周期表上已经找不到位置了。
This is why the atomic number is no longer found in the modern periodic table.
不过
However,
中子无法像普通原子那样结合。
Neutrons cannot bind like ordinary atoms.
并不意味着它们不会和物质发生相互作用。
This does not mean that they will not interact with matter.
事实上
In fact,
一堆散乱的自由
A pile of scattered freedoms.
中子是这个世界上最危险的东西之一。
Neutrons are one of the most dangerous things in the world.
我们用一个例子来解释。
Let's explain with an example.
为什么？想象一个充满氦气的气球。
Why imagine a balloon filled with helium?
就是那种吸一口能让人声音变尖的气体。
It's like a gas that, when you inhale, makes your voice sound sharp.
如果我们能用一台超级显微镜看气球
If we could use a super microscope to look at balloons,
内部会看到氦原子以每秒几百米的速度不停撞击气球的内壁
Inside, you can see helium atoms constantly colliding with the air walls of the balloon at speeds of several hundred meters per second.
但由于氦原子的电子和气球塑料分子的电子相互排斥
However, due to the mutual repulsion between the electrons of helium atoms and the molecules of plastic balloons,
气体原子每次都只是被弹回来
The gas atoms are just bounced back each time.
继续被关在气球里。
Continue to be trapped in the balloon.
然而
However,
如果把气球里的氦换成自由
If the helium in the balloon is replaced with freedom,
中子情况就完全不一样了。
The situation is completely different in the neutron case.
中子同样会以极快的速度撞击气球内壁。
The middle finger will also strike the inner wall of the balloon at a very fast speed.
但由于它们不带电
However, since they are not electrified,
会像透明一样
It will be like transparent,
直接穿过塑料分子的电子云
pass directly through the electron cloud of plastic molecules.
结果就是一部分中子会嵌进塑料的原子核里。
The result is that some neutrons will embed themselves in the nuclei of the plastic atoms.
另一部分则会从气球中逃逸出去。
The other part will escape from the balloon.
这对拿着气球的人来说就是个大麻烦了。
This is a big problem for the person holding the balloon.
因为逃逸出去的中子会有一部分嵌进他身体的原子核里。
Because a portion of the escaping particles will be embedded in the atomic nuclei of his body.
把那些原子核变成不稳定的。
Turn those nuclei into unstable ones.
也就是具有放射性的同位素。
radioactive isotopes.
这些同位素会持续释放强烈的辐射，损伤附近的细胞和 DNA 坏消息。
These isotopes will continue to release strong radiation, damaging nearby cells and DNA.
还不止这些，和质子不一样。
There are even more differences between them and protons.
单个自由中子本身是不稳定的。
A single free neutron is unstable.
它会自发的衰变。
It will undergo spontaneous decay.
转变成一个质子。
Convert into a proton.
也就是变成一个氢原子。
Becomes a hydrogen atom.
和平均寿命大约15分钟。
The average lifespan is about 15 minutes.
在这个衰变过程中
In this decay process,
它会以反中微子和电子的形式
will appear in the form of antineutrinos and electrons.
把多余的质量释放出去
release excess quality.
反中微子对人体基本无害
antimatter is harmless to humans.
但被释放出的电子就没那么友好了。
But the released electrons are not so friendly.
这些电子作为一种核辐射。
These are electronic devices that emit nuclear radiation.
被称为贝塔粒子。
Called beta particles.
当它们撞上人体的细胞和 DNA 时。
When they collide with cells and DNA in the body.
同样会造成损伤。
Can also cause damage.
如果中子和贝塔粒子对细胞造成的损伤积累到一定程度
If the damage caused by neutrons and beta particles accumulates to a certain extent,
器官就会开始衰竭
Organs will begin to fail.
最终导致死亡
Ultimately led to death.
所以在通常条件下
Therefore, under normal conditions,
所谓的中子数
the term neutron tree refers to
其实就是一团超强放射性的自由中子云
It's actually a cloud of extremely radioactive free neutrons.
它们各自为正会自发衰
They will inevitably decline on their own.
变成质子
Become a proton.
还会让接触到的一切东西都带上放射性。
It will also make everything that comes into contact with it radioactive.
因此
Therefore,
除非你想让自己接受致命剂量的辐射
Unless you want to expose yourself to a lethal dose of radiation,
否则最好离中子远一点。
Otherwise, it's best to stay away from the neutron.
当然
Of course,
除非它们是你工作时要用的东西。
Unless they are things you need for your work.
因为中子在很多领域也非常有用。
Because neutrons are also very useful in many fields.
中子素被用来制造自然界中不存在的同位素样品。
Neutron beams are used to produce samples of isotopes that do not exist in nature.
用来探测材料
used to detect materials,
内部结构寻找裂纹
finding cracks in the internal structure,
甚至可以用来治疗某些特定类型的肿瘤
it can even be used to treat certain types of tumors.
讲到这儿
at this point,
可能有人会想不对啊
maybe someone will think it's wrong.
视频开头不是说中子素可能是宇宙中最坚固的物质吗
？The video starts by saying that the middle index is possibly the strongest material in the universe.
前面讲的这些跟最坚固根本不沾边啊。
What I've been talking about so far has nothing to do with the strongest.
难道是标题党？并不是，中子。
Is it not the title that is not the new prompt?
确实是构成宇宙中最坚固物质的基础。
Indeed, it is the fundamental building block of the most solid matter in the universe.
只是到目前为止
So far,
我们讨论的都是中子在地球上。
What we are discussing is about neutrons on Earth.
在普通条件下的行为。
In normal conditions.
而在宇宙中
In the universe.
最极端的天体内部，中子的种种限制会被彻底改写。
The extreme limits of celestial body interiors will be completely rewritten.
想象一下
Imagine
把一到两个太阳的质量压缩进一个直径
Compress one to two solar masses into a diameter
只有大约20公里的球体里
Within a sphere of only about 20 kilometers in diameter
这就是一颗中子星
This is a neutron star.
它是一颗大质量
It is a large mass.
恒星在爆发之后
After a star explodes,
残余下来的被极度压缩的内核
The remaining highly compressed kernel.
在这样一个极端致密的天体内部，引力大到能把物质彻底碾碎
In such an extremely dense celestial body, the gravity is so strong that it can completely crush matter.
逼迫原子里的电子和原子核中的质子结合成中子
Force electrons in atoms and protons in atomic nuclei to combine into neutrons.
因此
Therefore,
中子星并不是由普通原子组成的
Neutron stars are not made of ordinary atoms,
而是一大团质子和中子的混合物。越往中子星内部走，中子的比例就越高。
And it is a mixture of protons and neutrons. The proportion of neutrons increases as you go deeper into the neutron core.
到了固态外壳之下
，beneath the solid shell,
几乎就是纯粹的中子物质。
Almost pure neutron matter.
在这种极端条件下
Under these extreme conditions,
中子不仅能长时间稳定存在
Not only can it exist for a long time, but it can also be sustained.
而且模拟计算还表明它们会重新组织起来
Furthermore, simulations also show that they will reorganize themselves.
形成一种非常奇特的物质结构
Form a very peculiar material structure
意大利面
Esther
好吧
Okay
中子当然不会真的变成
The thumb of course will not become
意大利面它们只是自组织成一些三维几何形状
The pastor just self-organized into some three-dimensional geometric shapes
让人一看
Just look at it.
就联想到不同种类的意面。
I thought of different types of pasta.
所以科学家干脆用意面来给这些结构命名。
Therefore, scientists decided to use the term structure in their research.
其中一种细长的圆柱形结构。
One of the slender cylindrical structures.
被亲切地叫做意面条。
They are affectionately called spaghetti.
当然，我们说的可能是这世上最筋道的面条了。
Of course, what we're talking about might be the most delicious noodles in the world.
因为根据计算
According to the calculation,
它的强度大约是钢的100亿倍。
Its strength is about 100 billion times that of steel.
这也让这种合意面成为了目前已知宇宙中最坚固的物质。
This also made this particular material the strongest known in the universe.
它的密度同样惊人。
Its density is also amazing.
大约每升100万亿公斤。
Approximately 100 billion kilograms per liter.
在中子星深处形成的。
Formed in the core of a neutron star.
这种合意面是自然界中最接近。
These noodles are the closest to nature.
真正意义上中子素的东西了。
Truly the essence of neutrons.
不过
However,
即便是这种极端物质
Even with such extreme materials,
也还是要澄清一点。
I also want to clarify a point.
它并不是100%由自由中子构成的。
It is not entirely composed of free neutrons.
仍然需要极少量的质子来维持结构的稳定。
Still, a small amount of protons are needed to maintain the structure's stability.
另外，如果有人还在想着这个问题，
If anyone is still thinking about this problem,
这种存在于中子星内部的核翼面，
This nuclear soup existing within the interior of a neutron star,
中子素依然不能被算作是一种元素。
Proton is still not considered to be an element.
那么，有没有可能有一天人类去开采中子星？
So, is it possible that humans will one day mine neutron stars?
用这些核翼面来建造各种巨型的超强结构。
Can you use these nuclear pastor to build various giant and super strong structures?
答案是不可能。因为中子物质只有在极端的引力条件下才是稳定的。
The answer is that the substance cannot be stable because it only exists under extreme gravitational conditions.
一旦你把核翼面从中子星上取出来，
Once you take the nuclear page out of your heart,
后果将是灾难性的，这就是另一个话题了。
The consequences will be disastrous. That's another topic.
下期再见。
See you next time.